Beit Masufik, maybe by Berman, he was going to talk to the same thing.
Thank you.
Even though you Matila had in Das to make Kiddush and eat your Sud on the right side of the room, and then later you changed your mind to eat on the left side of the room, since it's all seated in one room, you do not have to make Kiddush over again. It's in one room, even though it's a big room from one corner to another corner, that is still considered Kiddush for Mokim Esud. That's the way the Rush learns, that Mepina Lepina from one side of the room to the other side of the room, for sure is not considered a Shinu Mokim. Now the Mechaber in the Orachayim Simin Reishayim Gimel says like this. He says, "Ein Kiddush Ela B'Mokim Suda. You're only allowed to make Kiddush B'Mokim where you can have your Suda." Or B'Bayis Echad, he says, and in one house, Mipina Lepina, from one corner to the other corner, Choshev Mokim Echad. That's considered one Mokim that your Kiddush is B'Mokim Suda. Shim Kiddush Lecha Mipina Zu. If you make Kiddush on Das, you read on the right side of the room. Then you change the mind and you decide to have your Suda on the left side of the room. You do not have to make Kiddush over again. That's good. Even though you do not have in mind to make the eat on the other side of the room. But again, the first sheet of the Mechaber is like the Rosh. That as long as it's all in one room, that's considered a Suda, a Kiddush for Mokim Suda. Then the Rama says, Hagot. Now this sukkah is talking about that the sukkah is really inside the house. Just you only have the mechitza of the sukkah dividing between your house and the sukkah. that is also considered like one room. No, it's not so negated to us. V'yesh oimrim, and then the Mechaber brings down, some say, shekol sheroya mekoinoi, afilu mibayis lechotzer ein tzorch las lavorach. Some say, bigakulo, that even though the other, it's outside your house, for as long as you can see that place from where you are, that's also considered like one place. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, shem kiddush b'mokim echad, if you made kiddush in this room, but al das lecha b'mokim acher, you had in mind right now that you plan to eat your suda in another room, shaper dummy, it's okay. Vu shiyu shneha mekomis b'bayis echad, kegoin mecheder lecheder, oy meyigru liyarya, v'chein ikad, Rambam says. In other words, as long as in one house, on the one room, in one roof, even though it's from upstairs to downstairs, or from one room to another room, if metchila at the beginning when you make kiddush, you had this in mind, that you want to eat your suder in another room or upstairs, as long as it's all in one house, you could be yaitzah yidei kiddush. And this is the way the Mechaber paskin, and that's the way we hold also the chen ikr, that should be the ikr halacha, is like this. But the bir halacha still says, though, mikol makom lechetchila lo yaseh kein. At the beginning, it's not good to do that. Ela b'mokim dechak, there's only b'mokim adechak. So he says, why do amogen avrom sefkonav machm lechetchila that there is a svara even from one side of the room to the other side of the room, mitchim, you should not do that. In other words, there are some shitas that learn that even from one side of the room to the other side of the room is also no good. Now, when you make kiddush, you have to eat at the exact same place where you are making kiddush. Therefore, mitchila, that's the best thing to do. Mitchila, you should always make sure to know exactly where you plan to have your suda. And at that mokum where you plan to have the suda, that's the place that you should make kiddush. Because metchila, that way you eat according to all shittis. That the kiddush should be in the exact same place where you plan to eat. Just for the evid, if you change your mind, so then it depends. If it's in the same room, even though it's on the other side of the room, it's also okay. But once it's not in the same room, then you should only do it if at the beginning when you made kiddush you had in mind that you plan to finish your suda, eat your suda in another room, or upstairs or downstairs. That is good. Well, also, like we said before, that the Indian to have kiddush b'mokim suda means right away. And really, that's Lashon HaMechaber, that the Mechaber says, in kiddush v'loy soyid, af yidei kiddush layotza. If you make kiddush and you do not eat the suda, you're not yotza kiddush. And Ramos says, v'tzorach lecho b'mokim kiddush la'altar. It's right away, you're supposed to have your suda right after kiddush. And then Mishnah Berurah says, la'altar means v'lo yavsik afilu z'man kotzer. Not even a little while should you wait in between kiddush and the suda. And he says that let's say you go out after making kiddush, you go outside your house to see somebody and you come right back in again. So even though matzili you shouldn't do that, because there are some people says choking that you're not yet to kiddush, but if you did it though, you don't have to make kiddush over again. And for sure you only have to go to the Beit HaKisa, you do not have to make kiddush over again. But matzili right after kiddush you should go ahead and have your suda. Now, exactly what's called kiddush b'mokim suda heis, how much do you have to eat? To give it a shame, suda, so the Mechaber brings down in Sifkot and Hei, that kosul ha-goinim, hod ein kiddush al b'mokim suda, afilu ocha dova mu'et, even if you ate a little bit, partially it means a little bit lechem, you ate at least a kezayis worth of lechem, or ishosa kais yayin, or else you drank at least a revias of wine, shechayiv olav brochet, you have to make a brocha achreina. With this, yotzi de kiddush b'mokim suda. This is the Goinim Shita, that if you just drink a revias of yayin, that's also called Mokim Suda. And then you could eat even someplace else. So, but he says this is only if you eat either lechem or else yayin. But eating peiris does not help. Now, once you say that drinking wine helps, for sure eating cake would also help. So that's usually the minig Shabbos in the morning, that if you do make kiddush, you should make sure at least to eat at least a kezayis worth of cake, that you would have to make a bracha chorin an ala michya. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that yeshemim some say shein liyotzi de kiddush b'mokim suda afilu yishta shir revias rak tzorach lishtas revias yayin milvad hakoish kiddush. Hey, some shitas hold that they say that with a revias of a yayin is called b'mokim suda, that's excluding the yayin you drink for kiddush. Hey, after you drink the koish kiddush, then you first have to drink another revias of yayin. That is considered the Mokim Suda. And it brings down, that's the Das of Lavush, and Rabbi Achreinim hold like this. So he wants to say that in Kiddush in the morning, you could be Samech on the Mekilim. in Ein Lev, you don't have that much yayin, that much, you could be yaitza with just the kiddush of the yayin shel kiddush. Aval the kiddush shel arda in lehokav is there. Unless you drink like two kaisis, one the kais shel kiddush and then the kais shel an extra kais of revis. But if you have a kizayis of cake, that is also considered kiddush b'mokim sudan. However, the Bir Halacha brings down that the minig ha-gurua was, they bring down from the Meister Rav, that the gurua held that even in Kiddush Shal Yoyim, he himself did not make Kiddush, only in a place where he had a Suda Gemura, where he sat down there and eat his lechem, eat the bread. Vashenkin, just to be Yetzer with in making Kiddush and having cake even, he was not knowing that way. However, the Ikar Halacha of the Mechaber brings down is, that if you eat cake, the gurua could be Yetzer Kiddush b'mokim Suda. Yeah. Then at the bottom of the Yomad we have in Amad Aleph, we had that Rabbi Yochanan says at the end of what? That Echad Shinu Yain. If you change the wine, you don't have to make another bracha. And we said, Tosis says, that just means you don't have to make another Bor Pri Agofen. But if you have a second wine, you have to make another bracha Atov Yemetiv. We spoke out that the Rashbam Shita is that the Atov Yemetiv we make on the second type of wine is only if the wine is better. But if the wine for sure is worse than the first wine, you do not have to make a Tov Yemetiv. Now, Lalocha has brought down that any time they bring a second type of wine, even if it's only Yisufik, if you're only doubtful if it's better or not, still you should make a Tov Yemetiv. Now, a little bit brought them about making this bracha a Tov Yemetiv is that, first of all, if when you first made your bracha Bor Pri Agofen, both wines were in front of you on the table, you do not have to make a Tov Yemetiv. Because then the bracha you make in Bor Pri Agofen, since both wines are in front of you, that one bracha goes on both wines, you do not have to make a Tov Yemetiv. It's a Tov Yemetiv is only if first you drank one wine, and then later they brought on the table another type of a wine. Now, if you're doubtful, maybe that wine is better than the first wine, that's when you drink the second wine that you have to make this new bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Olam, HaTov Yemetiv. Another Tanai is, we said there has to be at least two people drinking, and both people have to drink both from the first and the second type of a wine. Then we say, like, it's a Tov Yemetiv, it's good for me and good for my friend. And also, it has to be in a case that both these two people are like shutfis, both have an ownership in this wine. But usually we say, if you have company over your house, and when you put the wine down on the table, that is considered like you're giving everybody reshus to use the wine, so they all remain like shutfis in the wine. Therefore, in a case where you have company over, even with your own wife, if you first bring out one wine, you make a Bor Pri Agofen, and then later they bring out a second wine, and both you drink together from both wines, that's the case where you would make a Hatoy V'Hametiv. Now, number days, we have a big machlokes here between Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes. That Rav Chisda was Mecharesh Shinu Yisoid, and he said, that we say Shinu Mokum, you have to make another brocha, that's only a Shinu Mokum where you go from, you start eating here, and then go to another place, to another a house, that's only Dvorim She'en Tunim Brocha Dem Koyman. That means, like we said, we have to only have to make a Bor in the Foshes. Avodvorim Hatunim Brocha L'Achrein Dem Koyman Ein Tzorch Levorach. How will Rav Chisda Schiddish? The things that you have to make a Brocha Achrein in its place we just got finished eating, in such a case, since it's still considered you're in the middle of the eating, if you go to another house and eat there, you do not have to make another Brocha. That was Rav Chisda Svarim. Rav Sheshes argued and said no. Rav Sheshes said, Echod Zev Yechod Zev Tzorach Levorach. Rav Sheshes holds, even if you are in the middle of eating cake, that you have to make a Brocha Achron in its place, and you go to another house, still you would have to make another Brocha Rishon, or else make a Brocha Achron before you leave. That's Rav Sheshes' Svara. Then the Gemara brought down another Svara, after Kasha and Rav Chisda from a Braisa, that made a Chilik, whether you leave over a person at the house where you left or not. That if you have five people sitting to start eating together, and four of them go away and one remains, then if they come back, you do not have to make a Bracha Rishayna. But if all five left, then you would have to make another, or first a Bracha Achrayna, then a Bracha Rishayna. These are the different sheetahs we have in the Gemara. Now it's a question how we paskin. Now Lalocha, there is the Mechabe Shita, versus the Rambam Shita, they paskin like Rav Sheshes. That no matter what you are eating, whenever you leave the house to go to another place, you have to first make a Bracha Achrayna, and then you have to make a Bracha Rishayna. There's no such thing to say that if you leave this place, a Shinu Mokum, you know, they pass like Rosh Hashanah. That once you leave this place, it's called you finished eating, You cannot continue eating someplace else on al smach the first bracha. And also, you have to make a bracha achrayna first, and then you have to make a bracha rishayna wherever you're going to eat. And that's the way the mechaber paskin the shimin kuf ayin ches, the mechaber himself. However, lemaisa, we paskin like the Ramo, that the Ramo says at the end of Sif Beis, the Ramo says like this, Hago, v'yesh cholkin b'chol ma shekosif. There are some shittas, in other words, the paskin like Rav Chisda. Here, b'chol ma shekosif b'simin zeh, rak sovrim. So Ramo says, some shittas hold like this, and this is the way we hold lemaisa. Sheshinu mokum eino elo kehesachadah. That if you start eating in one house and you leave that house and go to another place, it's only considered like kesach hadas. In other words, it depends if you have in das to stop eating or not. If you change from one place to another place, this is one din. Even if you're only, let's say, drinking water, and you leave the house, you did not make a burn of hoshes, and you go to someplace else, when you start to drink there, you only have to make a shakla b'brocha rishayna. But you do not have to first make the brocha achrayna for the old drink, and then make another shakla now. Rather, just make a shakla now, at the new house where you want to drink more, and make one burn of hoshes for both of them. That's the way some hold. V'dafka, then he says, shleheniach miktsas chaverim. And even if you're eating things that you just have to make a burr and a fushes at the end, these are not things that are tunim brocha b'mkaimon, still we paskin, if you leave over one person in that room, v'davke shleheniach miksas chaverim besudah, v'yochal medvorim sheinim tzrichim brocha b'mkaimon. Because you're eating things like fruits or like some drinks, and if you go away and you don't leave anybody over at the place where you're eating, then we say when you go to the new place, you have to make a brocha rishayna. But let's say you have five people together eating fruits, and four of them go away, and one remains there. And then the other four come back again, then they do not have to make another bracha bar priates, but rather it's called they're continuing their first meal. Or else, even if you did not leave over anybody, all five people went away. But now the Ramah said, like Rav Chisda, but you were eating something that the bracha achrona you have to make in its original place. Then we say, even if you leave this house and go to a second house and you want to eat there, the food you want to eat there, like if in the middle of eating cake here, and you go out and eat someplace else, then we pass an ein tzarach levorach. You do not have to make a bracha rishayna at that place you're going to. So exactly what's called Dvorim Hatunim Brocha B'mkoymam, that we'll soon go into. We'll soon see what the different sheetahs are. But he ends off through more. V'lochein, mi shaposak sudosai. If somebody was in the middle of eating a suda, this is according to everybody. If you're eating lechem, you're eating a bread, in other words, you washed, and you made a maitzeh in the middle of your suda, and now in the middle of your suda, you went to somebody else's house. V'holach labayis achar, you went to somebody else's house. V'ashoye oichel rastam, you were eating. And somebody came to talk to you in the middle of your meal. Even if you went to the door of your house, or else you went outside your house, when you come back to your meal, you do not have to make any brocha now, not a brocha rishayna. To a pass, because since you're eating bread, according to everybody, when you get finished eating bread and you have to bench, you're supposed to bench at the place where you ate. So therefore, this is called Dvorim HaTzrichim Brocha B'mkaimam. So therefore, even if you leave the house in the middle of your suda, in the middle of your meal, and you come back again, you do not have to make a Brocha Rishayna, but you're allowed to continue eating. Now, Mihu, Satrimah, this is only Mihu, but in Mesiach Daitoi, if let's say you changed your mind, like when you left your house, you thought you had finished eating. You have no more plans of eating. You are Messiah Das. You took away your mind from eating anymore. Then we say, Kishachayzu, when you return to your house, Vadai Tzorok Lavorach. Then for sure you have to make another Brocha Rishayna. Al Masha writes Alech Olachakach. And that's for sure. If you were Messiah Das, if you made up your mind you're not going to eat anymore, then for sure the first Brocha like ended. And if you want to continue eating, you have to make another Brocha Rishayna. He says, V'yein Chilek Ben Chayzu Lamokim Shrocha Kvar. Even let's say if you were not Nesiach Das, you did not change your mind, stop eating, Now you have in mind to continue eating. So if you leave your house and go to your friend's house and you eat there, you could finish your meal over there also, and bench over there also. As it says, V'chein nogu b'mdinas elu. So that's a minig like that. We'll soon see when the minig is. And sometimes when you want to go to Sheva Brachas, if you have your Suda at your house, and then you want to bench at your friend's house with our Sheva Brachas. So since you add bread at your house, so you'll have to leave your house and go to your friend's house and finish the meal there and bench over there, and you would not have to make a Bracha Rishonim. We'll soon see how you're supposed to do Mitchila. But the remark ends off though, Mikol Mokom L'chetchila. But in all cases, what's the best thing to do? Lo yake mim koime. No matter what case it is, you should not leave the place v'loy bracha without making a bracha achreina. Why? D'chashinan shem yishkach melachtav lechol. In any case, whenever you eat, when you finish eating in your house, if you plan to go someplace else or leave the room or go someplace, you should always make the bracha achreina, whatever it is, first. Whether you have to bench, whether you have to make an alamichyam, it's always better to do that first as soon as you get finished. Why? Because Rambam says, because we're afraid if you leave the house, even though you have in mind to come back again to finish eating, maybe you'll forget to bench. Or you'll forget to come back to eat. Miui says, Litzarech mitzvah, if you're going for a tzarech of a mitzvah, Averas, going shagia zaman tefillah mutar. But let's say in the middle of your meal, it comes time to daven mincha, and you want to leave to go to a minyan, so that's called a tzarech mitzvah, then you're allowed to stop in the middle of the meal, go to daven mincha and come back again, and you're allowed to continue finishing your meal. So now, b'kitzur, what comes out, what we hold is like this. But Rambam ended off, avada, the best thing to do is, whenever you eat someplace, and when you finish eating right there, before you leave the place, you should always make the bracha achreina. That's the best thing to do. Whether it's benching, if you finish your meal right now, bench right now in your house right now, before you leave. If it's an alamichya, make the alamichya right now before you leave. In the Baruch Nefeshres, for sure, you should make it before you leave. We're only talking about, let's say somebody picked himself up and left. So now, in the case where you want to like have Sheva Brachas, and you want to badavka, make up your mind to finish your meal someplace else, so then the best thing to do is, when you wash your hands and make the moitzi at the beginning of your meal in your house, you should have in mind that right now you know that you plan to finish your sud at somebody else's house. So then, since it's two things, it's a Dvar Mitzvah, you're going there to have Sheva Brachas there, you're going to a Dvar Mitzvah, plus that at the beginning, when you made your Hamaitzi, you had in mind that you plan to finish your Suda at the other person's house, that's okay. Metchila, you're allowed to do that also, if you had it in mind. That's the best thing to do. At the beginning, when you wash in your house, have in mind that you plan to finish your meal at somebody else's house. That's also Mutla Chetchila. However, let's say you didn't realize it, and you finished eating in your house, and you just left your house, you went outside, because you did go to your friend's house. So if you did it already, you're by somebody else's house, or you're outside, the halacha is like this. If it's a dvorim hatunim bracha ach le'achrein b'mkaimam, if it's something like bread, that's some shittas. That's, I think, Tosfos shita in the Rosh, that what's called dvorim hatzrichim suda b'mkaimam, that's bedavka bread. If you eat something like lechem, the bread that you have to bench, and benching for sure you have to do in your makam, that's called This is the Rashba shita like that. This is what Rashba holds. Now some hold that even mini dogim, there is any type of cake that you have to make a berem mizaynus and to make an alamichy run, that's also an alamichy is also considered the varam hatunim bracha b'mkayman. This is the Torah shita b'shem Ari. And the third shita is where we saw in our Rashbam and the Rosh holds like that the whole shiva saminim. That any one of the seven minim, in other words, anytime you have to make an aleitz or priates, ras al gefim or priagefim, ras al amichya, or this bracha is considered a bracha chashuva, that you bedavka have to say it in the place where you ate. So therefore, in these cases, when you leave, let's say in the middle of eating bread, according to everybody, you're in the middle of eating cake, according to the Torah shita, in the middle of eating cake, now you decide to leave the house and go outside and go to somebody else's house. So we hold now you're allowed to continue eating cake at a friend's house, even without making a bracha rishayna. Since this is called the dvarim hatunim bracha liachreim b'mkaimam, we pass like Rav Chisda to say that if you left your house, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna at the next place's house, because it's still considered you're finishing your first meal. And when you have cake in the second house, when you finish your cake there, you can make the bracha achreina there. Now, what about shivas aminim? What about, let's say, you're only eating dates, or you're only eating grapes, or else you're only drinking wine? And in the middle of you drinking wine, you decide to go outside, or you go to your friend's house. Can you continue eating wine, drink wine at your friend's house? Because this is only the Rashbam Shita. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch seems to say that since this is a suffix in a bracha, and the bracha always goes to kula, therefore he holds you do not have to make a bracha achreina. But the effort, you could be samech on the Rashbam Shita. That what? That if you were drinking wine in your house, or reading one of the Shiva Saminim, and then for some reason you left your house, you went outside, or you went to your friend's house, and you want to continue drinking wine there, or continue eating the dates that you started before, you do not have to make a bracha rishayna. You could be samech on the Rashbam Shita, like we learned to say, that even Shiva Saminim, any time the bracha achreina is now a michya al eitz vel agefen, you do not have to make another bracha rishayna wherever you are. In other words, and the other way, that's for sure everybody holds, that you should be machmir like the Rashbam, l'chumra, in other words, that when you do drink wine, or you do eat from the Shiva Saminim, you should be machmir to make the bracha achreina at the place where you ate. In other words, let's say you drank wine, and then you went away, you're in a different room now, a different house now, and you don't want to drink there, you just want to make a bracha achreina. So matchilo, there is an inyan to go back to make the bracha achreina at the place where you ate it. Because this for sure, we are machmir like the Rashbam, that anything from the Shiva Saminim is considered Dvarim Hatunim Brachom Liachreim Bimkoimam. That Avada Metchili, you should go back to that first place where you finish eating either your cake or else your Shiva Saminim, the fruits, or else your wine. And also, who Adin the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that you could be Samech on the Rashbam Lekuler also. That if you're at a second house now and you want to drink more wine there, you do not have to make a Bracha Rishayna. That's because we pass like Rav Chisda. Now the Ramah does say there's one nafkimina l'kul also, this next price to be learned. That if you have a mixas chaverim, still stay over, that helps that you do not have to make a bracha rishayna, even for things that are not tuna bracha lachrem b'mkaimam. Lamash, you were only eating an apple. He has five people drinking soda and eating an apple together. That the bracha achrena for these two things is only a burin of fushes. So even though four people went outside, but since one still stayed behind, when the other four come back home, they are allowed to continue eating their apples or their drinks, they do not have to make another bracha rishayna, since somebody is still there. But in this case, if all five people would go outside, just by going outside the house, that would be called the shinu mokum, and that's the lach we hold, that's tam is shinu mokum, you do have to make a bracha rishayna before you start eating. So if you are drinking or eating fruits in your house, and for some reason somebody comes to the door and you go outside the house, that's called the Shinu Makam, and when you come back in again, you have to make another bracha rishayna before you could start eating. Now another important thing is that what we're saying, let's say you're eating bread in this house, or else that the Rishita, you're eating cake, or else that the Rashbam Shita, that you're drinking wine even, or eating dates, that we say if you start eating here and you leave the house, go to another room, you're allowed to continue eating there. Now the question is, how much do you have to start off eating in the first house to be considered that you're in the middle of the eating, and at the new house you do not have to make another bracha? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sifkon Chof Ches. He says that Kosta b'Magen Avram, the Magen Avram writes in Simen Reish Yud, Tedavka kishocho kizayis. It's only when you first ate at least a kizayis worth of food in the first house. The Yemoch, even when you ate bread, he says, Yemocha rak pochus migazayis pas. Let's say in one house you sat down to eat your suda, and you only ate less than a kizayis worth of bread. Koidim shiyotsu, before you went out, in other words, all you ate first was just a half of a kizayis bread, and then you left your house. He says then, dinoi kemoi peris. That's as if you're only eating fruits. That what? That you have to make another bracha rishayna when you come back in. To ain sorokh lebaruch liyachrov. Because if you only ate a chatzi kezayis, you do not have to make a bracha achreina. A bracha achreina only starts when you eat at least a kezayis. Umemeila miyad, therefore, as soon as you leave the house, tzorech bracha rishayna, you would have to make another bracha rishayna. Af shechoizlam kaimai, even when you return back to your original house. So if, why? Because the host of our chizr is that if you start to eat at least a kezayis at your first place, so now you're mechuyev to make a bracha achreina, and since the bracha achreina for these things have to be done in this place,
So even if you leave this place, we're still considered in the middle of the meal because you have to come back to make the bracha achreina. But let's say you only ate pachas mikizayis, you do not have to make a bracha achreina here. So since you're allowed to go away and don't make any bracha achreina, when you do leave this room, leave the house, you're like finished eating. So then, if you want to continue eating, you would have to make another bracha rishayna. So therefore, he ends off the Mishnah Berurah that Yakein Sorach Lizor. Everybody should be careful. Lechatchilah Lelotzeis Mimkoymoi. Af Micheder Lecheder. When you do sit down to eat, let's say bread, or you do sit down to eat cake, or to drink wine, that before you leave this room to go from one room to another room, Mitchil, you should try and eat at least the Kazayis, or drink at least the Revius. Koidim Shiyocha Kazayis. That before you leave the room, make sure you ate a Kazayis. Because if you eat less than a Kazayis, and you go already into another room, it's a questionable, that's called a Shinomakam. And there's Befrat if you can't see the next place. That's also a big shalat to say that's called a Shinomakam. Because like we had before, the Rosh Hittas to learn the Shinomakam is once you leave this room and go into the next room, that is considered the Shinomakam. So therefore, the best thing is always to make sure you eat at least the Kazayis of the bread right away. Or at least the Kazayis of the cake right away. So then, even if you pick yourself up and go outside, you would not have to make again a bracha rishayna when you come back in again. Hu adin nisvinagei, if more people like want to eat bread in the car. So usually before they go into the car, they like to wash in the house, make a moitz, and eat a little bit there. And then they go into the car to continue their suda, continue their lunch, whatever it is. So like this is that before you leave your house, you have to make sure you ate at least the kezayis in your house. So if you ate a kezayis bread in your house, then if you have das metchila to continue eating in the car, that would be alright. You're allowed to go outside and finish eating over there. But before you leave your house, you have to make sure you eat at least the kezayis of bread. And that makes it now that it's considered it's mechuyev a bracha achreina. Now, another part we have to be mevayer is what is considered the shinumakam negeya to bracha. What's called in other words, mimakam lemakam. In other words, let's say you're only eating fruits. You're only drinking a soda. Something that you only have to make a burr in the fushes. So here we say if you make a shinumakam, you have to make another bracha rishayna before you start eating. So the question here is, what is considered a shinumakam? Now there are some shittas that learn that the same halachas we had about kiddush, b'makam suda, apply here also. Now whatever by kiddush is considered one makam, that is considered one makam for achila, and whatever is considered a shinumakam over there is also considered a shinumakam over here. So therefore, like this, if you're in the same room, just from one corner to another corner of the same room, that's for sure is all right. If you started to drink soda on this side of the room, and then you walk to the other side of the room, that for sure is not considered a shinumakam. You would not have to make another bracha rishayna. The question is, if you go from one room to another room. Now, by kiddush, we learned that from one room to another room is considered a shinumakam. You're not yaitza kiddush over there. Who are then from upstairs to downstairs? You are not yaitza kiddush. Only some shita say if you could see. If from one room to the next room you could see straight through, then it's considered like one room. Now again, we're talking about now that when you made your first bracha, when you started to drink the soda, you did not have in mind to finish drinking it in another room. We're talking about you started to drink in this room and you only had in mind to drink right here. And then you changed your mind and you went into another room of the same house. So now, if you can see that room from where you are, then also for sure you do not have to make another bracha. But let's say you walk from one room to another room in the same house. Rosh, you go from upstairs to downstairs in the same house. Here it's questionable. There are some shittas that learn that this is considered a shinumakam, that if when you made your first bracha, rishayna, like a shakol, Rosh, you made the first burr parech, you're eating an apple, and you do not have in mind that you want to finish eating it in another room or upstairs, that is considered a shinumakam, that when you leave this room and go into another room that you cannot see from that room, the first room, you would have to make another bracha rishayna. There are some shittas that hold like this. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha brings down a lot of shittas that hold not like this. A lot of shittas hold that there's a difference between a shinumakam for achila and a shinumakam for the halacha of ein kiddush ela b'makam suda. And here they're much more makel, that as long as it's under one roof, even you're going though from one room to another room in the house, even if you're going from upstairs to downstairs in the same house, even though when you first made the shakol, you only had in mind to finish drinking the soda right here, and then you changed your mind and you went into another room, or you went upstairs, you do not have to make another bracha rishonah. There are some shittas like that. And therefore, the Bir Halacha says, since Sofer Brachas Lahokil, if you did leave this room and went to another room in the same house, you would not have to make another bracha rishonah. It's even though you're only drinking something or only eating something, that you only have to make a burn of fashas at the end, since you're still in the same house, you would not have to make another bracha rishonah. It's not considered a shina makam. You would be allowed to continue eating any place in the same house. However, mitchila, the best etzah to do is, to be yes all the shittas is, that when you first make your shakol, or when you first make your burp rates, you should have in mind that you want to eat it here in this room, and if you go to another room, you want to eat it there, or you want to go to the upstairs or to downstairs. If you have it in mind, mitchila, you have in your mind when you first make your first bracha rishona, that you want to continue eating or drinking in the next room, that for sure would help. The same way we learned this by Kiddush, that if when you make Kiddush in this room, you have in mind that you want to have Yisudu in the next room, that is also alright. Or if you make Kiddush downstairs, I'm going to ask to have Yisudu upstairs, that is also alright. So for sure here also by brachas, if when you first made your first bracha shahakol, you had in mind then that you want to continue drinking or eating in the rest of the house, that would be alright. So that is the best etzah. That when you do just make a shakol, you should have in mind right now, you may want to finish eating it any place in the house. However, let's say you do not have this in mind, the Bir Halacha comes out that if you do walk around the house eating, you would not have to make another bracha rishonah. There could be samech b'dieved, like on these shittas that hold, that for shinu makom, kol zaman you're in one house, under one roof, it's not called the shinu makom, you would not have to make another bracha rishonah. Just when you finish drinking or eating, just make sure then, wherever you are, to make your bracha achrona, to make the bracha nefashas there. Alright, we'll stop here.